This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for sharing some of your extremely valuable time with me today. I want to talk about the things that we hear that could transform our lives, but haven't. In fact, I guarantee that you have heard something or read something that could have totally transformed your life, but didn't, because you either forgot about it, which happens all the time, happens to me all the time, or you remembered it, but you didn't do anything about it. You didn't take it from something you heard or something you read and turn it into something that you practice consistently over time. There are so many things that we hear, that we see, that have the power to totally change everything for the better, whether that is our relationships, our finances, our health, our happiness, but we let them fall through the cracks. We let them slip through our fingers because we are not intentional about being good stewards of the information that we come upon. Fortunately, we can change that. We absolutely can change that. We can slow down and be more intentional when we hear something, when we read something that we're like, oh, if I lived by that, it would be a game changer. Okay, so stop. Pause on taking in all of the new stuff. Pause on turning the page. Pause on listening to the next episode and ask yourself, what do I need to do to keep this top of mind every single day? And what practice or strategy could I put into place so that I'm coming back to this as sort of a North Star time and time again? One of those things for me, those things that you hear or things that you see that really could change everything, one of them for me was the notion that we don't need to fight, we need to focus. We don't need to fight, we need to focus. And you've heard me talk about that on the podcast before. In a moment, it's just a cool soundbite. Like, yeah, that is so true. But when we have those moments of connection with a thought or idea, that is the beginning. That is where our work begins. It should not be where our work ends, where our brains turn off, where we move on to the next idea. We have to seize those things. We have to think of them as like being right on top of the mark where you know there's gold right beneath you. And so instead of just being like, oh, cool, gold, you move on. No. We need to be like, this is where I set up camp. This is where I dig in. This is where I put my time and my effort until it's mine, until it's part of me and part of my practice and part of my process. So when I heard that one, you don't need to fight, you need to focus, I wrote it down everywhere, right? I use the notes app on my phone all the time. So I put it in there and I pinned it so that it was always like the top note. I wrote it in my journal every single day. I had it on post-it notes in my bathrooms, in my kitchen, in my car, and more than that, because seeing it is not enough. Sure, it might help you memorize it, but it's not going to help you turn it into a practice. I started to ask myself multiple times every day, where can I apply this? How can I apply this? You don't need to fight, you need to focus. And I applied it to my marriage. I applied it to my food choices. I applied it to my workouts and my decision whether or not to work out. I applied it in my work. You don't need to fight, you need to focus. And I did it over and over and over and over again until it wasn't just this cool thing I had heard, it was part of how I operate. I asked myself, what would it look like if I applied this right now in this moment where I feel distracted? What would it look like if I applied, you don't need to fight, you need to focus, in this moment of tension between me and Chris? What would it look like if I applied, you don't need to fight, you need to focus, to this moment I'm having of procrastinating, or this moment where I feel really frustrated? It is a commitment. It is a discipline, but it is worth it because it is the way by which we take all of this potential that we see, that we hear, and we turn it into power in our lives to create what we want. So what I want to do today is share with you two different philosophies, both of which individually have the power to totally and completely transform your life in the best of ways if you take this approach. If you say, okay, this is the moment where I'm like, oh, cool, I know there's gold beneath the ground I'm standing on. And instead of just keeping on walking, it's where you camp. It's where you stop. It's where you put forth effort consistently over time until it is yours. It is part of your practice. And both of these come from either people or places that I can't pronounce, but that's okay because this isn't a competition in pronunciation. That's not the point, fortunately for me. Akise Stylines, that's where the first one comes from. Don't ask me if I'm saying it right. Probably not. It says, use the weekend to build the life you want instead of trying to escape the life you have. Use the weekend to build the life you want instead of trying to escape the life you have. And I would say, it's not just the weekends. Use your evenings, use your mornings, use your lunch breaks and your weekends to build the life you want instead of trying to escape the life you have. What would it look like if instead of watching Top Chef or whatever you're into on Netflix or Hulu, instead of spending 2.5 hours every week. I mean, let's be really honest. Open up the settings on your phone. Look at how much time you've spent on Facebook, on Instagram, on Pinterest, on whatever app, whatever game you play, or however you spend your time on your phone. What if that time was invested in something else, in creating the life you want to have? This is one of those moments where you're like, if I lived by that, if that was my practice, if that was my process, it could and it would totally change my life. So this is not where we move on. This is not where we tune out. This is not where we say, what podcast am I going to listen to next? Is there another true crime one? This is where I park. This is where I stop. This is where I decide to apply myself. Use your evenings, your mornings, your lunch breaks, your weekends to build the life you want instead of trying to escape the life you have. And if you're one of those people that's like, oh, but it's a sacrifice to not have my downtime, it's also a sacrifice to not live the life that is available to you, that you are capable of living. It's also a sacrifice to have dreams that you never realize, to have desires that you just never went for. And it's not forever. It wouldn't take you forever to build the business, to lose the weight, to get as fit as you want to be. Use your mornings, your lunch breaks, your evenings, your weekends to build the life you want instead of trying to escape the life you have. What would change if you said, you know what, for the next 6 months, I'm going all in on this, and I'm going to see what I can do when I'm a better steward of my downtime. I did this in a kind of small way when I was at my very heaviest. So for those of you that have been listening for a while, or those of you that have read Chasing Cupcakes, you know that at my heaviest, I was over 350 pounds, and I'm only 5'5", so big girl, size 24, probably 24, 26. I decided that I was going to buy a treadmill and put it in my office. And if I was going to watch TV, I'm a big football fan. So during football season, we're talking hours of football on the weekends or Monday nights or Thursday nights, you name it. If I'm going to watch it, I'm going to be on the treadmill. And I was not jogging. I was not speed walking. I was just moving. I would set the treadmill on the slowest speed possible because my goal wasn't to, like, quote, work out, but just to move. Now, is that totally taking advantage of my downtime? No, but it was a step in that direction. I obviously know that you and I would both make progress faster and be more energized by the process if we gave more, if we did more, but it is a spectrum. Don't focus on what you're not willing to do. Focus on what you are willing to do. Work out. Earn more money. Start a side hustle. Build your business. I did this, I mean, the treadmill was one example, but I also did this much more aggressively when I first started building Primal Potential. I worked every single night and every single weekend because that's what it took. Even now, I give evening time to my side hustle. I give weekend time to my side hustles, whether that's network marketing or it's real estate or it's both, because we can have the life that we want, the health that we want, the finances that we want, the relationship that we want. But we can't keep giving our free time away to escaping the life we have instead of building the life that we want. This change is totally available to you. And all it takes is that you dive in and use your time differently. Use your lunch breaks at work differently. Work out during that time. Meditate. Eat well. Only eat well. What would it look like if you decided that for the next 6 months, this idea was going to be your North Star? And just like I did with You Don't Need to Fight, You Need to Focus, you had it everywhere and you continuously throughout the day asked, how can I apply this? Where can I apply this? What will my practice look like today? Recruit a friend. Do it with a friend. Do it with a family member. Or do it by yourself. If you do it by yourself, that's fine too. A lot of people think that because they don't have support, they're in some way limited. No, you're not. You can do it by yourself. You absolutely can do it by yourself. Use your weekends, your evenings, your mornings, your lunch breaks to build the life you want instead of trying to escape the life you have. The only thing that is standing between you and that life that you want, that you're capable of, is you. And the only thing that it requires doesn't require intelligence. It doesn't require financial resources. It requires commitment and effort and determination and revisiting this concept instead of just moving right along to the next one. And yeah, you might not have much chill time for a while, but you know what you will have? Progress. You might not have much time to play games on your phone or watch your favorite TV shows, but you know what you will have? The life you want. You know what you won't have? The longing and the living the life you don't want. Settling. Being frustrated. Now, I told you I was going to share two philosophies. The second one comes from Kyle, we're going to call him Despise. I don't know that that's how you pronounce his last name, but again, not a pronunciation contest. And if it was, I probably just lost. Okay, ready for the second one? You don't have to sacrifice your personal balance sheet for your professional balance sheet, because no amount of success at work covers up for failure at home. You don't have to sacrifice your personal balance sheet for your professional balance sheet, because no amount of success at work covers up for failure at home. I don't know who needs to hear that, but I feel like somebody needs to hear that. No amount of success at work covers up for failure at home. Oh, this one speaks to my soul, because for a really long time, I didn't prioritize home and family and friends as much as I did work. But it's not an either or thing, and we're going to talk more about that. But this is why now I love and live by the Changemakers Journal, because it's not just about productivity. There's a reason we call it the Productivity and Fulfillment Journal, because it forces me every single day to identify other areas of my life that I'm going to invest in. And it helps me keep track of the areas I'm investing in throughout the month. So I can see if, like, hey, look at that. Every single day I've invested in my business and only once have I invested in my marriage. Or, hey, look at that. Every single day and 10 times Every single day I've invested in business, 10 times I've invested in marriage, 0 times have I invested in my extended family, or 0 times have I invested in friendships. It keeps me in check in a way that I need, in a way that I didn't have for so long, right? Because I have big goals. I have big professional goals. I have big financial goals. I have big goals with what we do here with our property. And it would be easy to not focus on marriage or not focus on quality family time or on friendships. But it's not either or. There is no amount of success financially that can cover up for failure at home. There's no amount of success professionally that can cover up for failure at home. And it's not either or. If you believe that it is either or, then you are not thinking big enough. You are thinking in terms of limitations, in terms of possibility. A couple weeks ago, if you listened to the episode from, I think, 2 weeks ago, I was reading to you from inside my next book. And one of the things I shared in one of the chapters was that Jim Collins quote about the tyranny of the word or and the genius of the word and. It's not either you succeed at work or you succeed at home. It's and. What is that going to take? What does it look like to have both today? What does it look like to invest today in the area that you feel is lagging behind? And guys, this isn't just about work versus home, because there are a lot of people who have good work lives and good home lives, but their health is a total dumpster fire. There's no amount of success at work that covers up for failure in your health. There's no amount of success as a parent that covers up for the fact that you treat your body like a trash can and you very well might not be around to see your grandchildren because you're not taking care of your health. It's not either I'm a good mom or I take care of my health. It's not either I have financial success or I am a healthy individual or I have a healthy home life. No, no, it is and. And if you're seeing it as or, you need to have a major mindset upgrade ASAP. You don't have to sacrifice this for that. You can have both so long as you think about it that way. You approach it that way. Okay, I know how to operate day to day for success at work. I've been doing that. I'm in that rhythm. How can I show up today? How will I show up today? How will I show up in the next hour for success in my health or for success in my marriage? Or for success at home, what does it look like today? How will I invest today in my health, in my fitness, in my marriage? Whatever it is that you need, turn this into your North Star. Give it constant commitment every single day for 90 days, for 120 days. And I promise you, it will change. But what you can't do is hear it and then move on to the Crime Junkie podcast without taking action on this one. Nothing against that podcast. You can listen to it all day long, but you've got to grab a hold of the things that hold all this potential for you and implement them and own them and make them yours and invest in them. This is your opportunity. What if you lived by this? What if you made it an ethos? What if it was your North Star? What if this became your daily practice instead of just going through every day for the next 90 days the way you've gone through the last 90 days? Shake it up. Commit to it. Do it with your partner. Do it with a friend. Do it with a stranger on the internet. Find somebody in the Primal Potential Facebook group who's also going to work on this and hold each other accountable and say, hey, this is the way that I invested in my health today because I know there's no amount of success at work that is going to make up for my lack of success with my health. Hey, this is how I invested in my marriage today because I know that no amount of success as a mom is going to cover up for not having a happy, healthy home. Whatever that is for you, start now, start today. Have this be the turning point at which you don't passively listen, but instead you said, this one I'm going to make mine. Just like if you found out you were standing on top of a gold mine, you wouldn't just be like, yeah, I bet that would be pretty profitable. You would stop, you would pause, you would do the work, you would apply yourself until it was yours. And that is what I want for you. Maybe it's the first concept that we talked about in terms of using your weekends, your evenings, your mornings, your lunch breaks to create the life you want instead of using that time to escape the life you have. Or maybe it's this one that you don't have to sacrifice your personal balance sheet, whether that's home, marriage, health, for your professional. And maybe it's not professional, right? Maybe it's you don't have to sacrifice your marriage for the sake of being a parent. You don't have to sacrifice your health for being a mom or a dad, whatever it is. Maybe it's something totally different. Maybe it's you don't need to fight, you need to focus. Maybe it's something else you've heard 5 years ago or 5 minutes ago. But turn it into a practice. Make it yours. Hang on to it every day. Hold yourself to the standard of, how will I apply this today? How can I apply this in this moment of frustration or this moment of procrastination or this moment of doubting myself? What will that look like? And give it 60 days, 90 days, 120 days. And I promise you, it will change your whole life. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.